Can we say a prayer? Almighty and everlasting Father, indeed we are so grateful that among many in the city, we can assemble here to have a moment to worship with one another and to worship you, for our worship is directed to you. We thank you for the gift of the new year, for the month of January, and even dear mighty Father, that we belong. God in heaven, since the morning when we started this service, you have ministered to us using various ways all round. Even as we sit to connect with your word, the one that you have given us this year, 2020, dear mighty Father, minister to us in a manner that we can hear your voice. Hear our prayer, for this we pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, appreciate your neighbor as you sit. Appreciate your neighbor as you sit. Thank you. We have to allow the choir because they are ministering in the other service. They are not living in a protest. They are living to go and minister elsewhere. And we thank God for that. May I take this opportunity before I share the word to do 3-4 housekeeping. One, we thank God for the leadership of the youth, for your programs, because we are well connected. And we thank God even for the members of this service, 8:30, for your involvement. We are aware that you are here, even when we are not here, ministering to other people. And we thank God, Paul and your team, and Tabitha and Jacob in absentia, that the Lord God may minister to you as you continue to do this. Brothers and sisters, it's also good to remind you of another housekeeping. PCA St. Andrew's Parish, we have another congregation. Whisper to your neighbor, because your neighbor may have forgotten. We have another congregation. Are you aware? Yes, PCA Kereleshwa is our congregation. And we are on a verge of purchasing the church plot. And even in your program today, there was insert. Is that true? Yeah, it's good to remind you that we are purchasing the church plot at Kleleshwa, which is 44,000 square feet. And we are requesting, and through calculation, we came to realize 1 square foot is costing only 7,500. Tell your neighbor only. And ask your neighbor how many have you purchased? Because it's good to give a reminder. Get more information. Don't be left behind as we purchase this plot that is there. And in case you want to know more information, paved area, we always have somebody who can answer you how to go about it. Keep praying for it. You may not have the silver and gold, but brother and sister, you can see it for a financial breakthrough. We need 150 million. And so far, we have been able to only to get 60 million. We have a long journey to go. We request you at your level, you participate with others. Finally, is our prayer that the Lord God will see us through as we continue to grapple with many contemporary issues that are there within our society. Currently, we are talking about the BBI. BBI. Have you seen the BBI, you yourself? Ask your neighbor, have you seen it? Have you read it? The BBI is there online, and I've been able to get the hard copy. I have it here. And brothers and sisters, it is high time you have a time to look at that document. In summary, it's talking of 9 cardinal issues that is affecting this country. One is national ethos, our stance, our belief. The other thing is the responsibility and the right of every citizen. Number 3 is about ethnic things that are related to the competitions. Divisive elections, that our election is like do and die. Anytime we do the election, what follows? There is also inclusivity, including everybody. shared prosperity, the national cake, corruptions, devolution, and finally, safety and security. Our entire BBI is only 9 issues. Tell your neighbor, only 9 issues. That's what has created, elicited a lot of talk and the politics all over in this country. So that you'll be able to pray from point of being informed is good to resonate with the BBI. Even some people are calling it baby born induced. You know, they're abusing it. But this one is there in this country that if you want the hard copy is there. And the hard copy, you are able to resonate with it. You can also write your notes. Brothers and sisters, we are not spectators in this country. We belong. We belong. And we cannot leave our country to a politician. We are there. Come up. Ask your neighbor, have you read the BBI? You are letting us down. If he has not read Mwabio, you are letting us down. We need people to participate. It is there. May the Almighty God minister to us. Contemporary issues, another one. You saw what was in the paper on Friday. People are selling part of them to get money. Part of them. Have you read? Among the young people, selling part of you, your inheritance, your heritage, unauza, upate pesa. There is a red flag with the medical people of what is happening among our girls. It is there. Kwani, am I saying anything new? It is in the public domain. All of us. It is touching our sons and our daughters because our sons will not get, okay, let's not continue from there. Our theme for the year, brothers and sisters, we are coming from the dispensation of last year when we were talking about keep growing in all aspects. Do you remember? Can you resonate with that theme? Now upon growth, because we believe the whole of last year, 2019, we grew to a certain level. The Lord is calling upon us this year. It's upon you to arise and shine, for you have gone through some processes of growth. And our theme, arise and shine, for your light has come. Arise and shine is a divine command. Arise and shine. We are being called upon. Arise and shine. And when we talk about arise, it's to stand up, to straighten up, to get up, to emerge, to sprang up. Meaning, you are in a certain level and the Lord wants you to leave the status quo and be in another dispensation altogether. We know where we are coming from. The Father, the Lord has brought you with all the potential, the know-how and the knowledge. The Lord God is calling upon us. You arise. And not only arise, you have to shine. Because it is not good news until you share with others. To shine is to do something with some excellency of a kind. We have what it takes. Even in that family where you belong, even at that workplace, whatever we are doing, the Lord is calling upon us. Because we have what it takes. When you talk about shine, there must be something to be done with some excellency. It's a kind of overflow. Because shining is not only with you as an individual. You have to shine for other people. You are the conduit. You are the avenue that the Lord wants to use. And that's why the Lord God, through our theme for 2020, a pole that needs to be displayed here, is the whole question of arise and shine. It's to give right, to be exceptional. You are not like any other, and to win with ease. When you shine, you are relaxed because you are giving the overflow. It's not a big deal because already you have what it takes. It's a call for a lot of ease. It is calling upon you. You relax. You become a blessing to other people. Why is it so important that our light has come? Because the Bible put it very clearly. Arise and shine, for your light has come. Your opportunity has come. Your moment has come. Could it be we have been at one level and the Lord want to uplift us from one level to another level? We would be still sitting in the dark if not only that we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. We are men and women who could be really need to be supervised. But because the right came to us and we made our personal decision, in the book of Colossians, we are being told, you have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. How did this happen? Jesus is the light who dwell among us. And as we expound this theme, try to connect what the Lord is talking to us. Are you shining for God? Because there is a command that is coming to us. Looking at the two wants, our theme for 2020 is only two wants. Arise and shine. Shake off all those negative thoughts of yesterday. Arise and shine. We are no longer in the year that was. We are in another year altogether. We are not yesterday. We are another day altogether. At this morning, we'll come to an end. We find ourselves in the noontime and finally in the evening. The Lord God is carrying us. You shake off all those negative thoughts of yesterday. That's what is holding you. That history that you have, that notion that is at the back of your mind, is what the Lord God is telling us. We release ourselves from it. Arise and shine. This speaks of the world mission as well as the local evangelism. You are not only arising to shine for your own sake. Other people, it's not good news until other people know of the good news that you are rejoicing. There is the aspect of evangelism, being it local or global. Even at our workplace, that desk where you are, that office, your personal space, the Lord wants us to shine for Him. That aspect where you are seen by other people. Jesus said, therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, having been with them for 3 years. At the time came for him to exit. He never left them to be at that level only. He told them, you have to go, not only in Jerusalem, Samaria and Judea, you are needed there. Even for us at this level, this morning we are here in this service. But remember, from Monday, we are in Judea, we are in Samaria. Are we shining for the Lord? The Lord is calling upon us. The rationale for doing so, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. You will be overtaken. If you don't arise and shine, if you read the entire chapter, Isaiah chapter 60, the entire chapter, you see why the Lord God is calling upon these people. Allow me to give you an overview of the book of Isaiah, where our theme is coming, so that we may be able to resonate with our theme for the year. The purpose of the book of Isaiah was to call God's nation back to faithfulness and even the surrounding nations. Because even though they were identified and called by God's name, at one time, the men of Judah went on astray. And the Lord God was not happy. Where we have our theme in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah was commissioned as a prophet to give three messages: the message of condemnation, the message of conviction, and a message of hope, because the men and women of Judah were going on astray. And the Lord God pleaded with them. The book of Isaiah, the greatest prophet that we have in the Bible, we have 66 chapters, which is well segmented, the message that was given. Chapter 1 to 39, the message that was given by Isaiah to the men and women of Judah was about the judgment. They were told, if you don't change your ways, because you are not shining for me, you're going to suffer. And we are told that even though Isaiah chapter 1 to 39 was giving this message with a lot of passion to call these people to come this way, they never hearkened. You remember even Isaiah chapter 1, somewhere written, come, we reason together. I have called you by your names. You know me, I'm your God, but you are going on astray. But they never reasoned. Chapter 40 to 55, They found themselves in captivity. They were dislocated from their country. Physically, they were taken as a result of not hearkening to the voice of the Almighty. And we see God, who is faithful and abound in mercies, even when they were in the captivity. The entire chapter 40 to 55 is the message of hope given to them. Men and women who could not sing even the song of the Zion. You remember when they were in the captivity. At one time they were confronted and they were told, you men and women of Judah, can you give us a song of Zion? And they could question, how can we sing a song of Zion when we are in the captivity? You remember. But God was so faithful. Chapter 40 to 55, the Lord God is calling upon them for the restoration. Speak of the return and the restoration after the captivity. And now where we have our theme, brothers and sisters. Chapter 55 to 66. Even though they left their country and the Lord want to restore them back, they will not go with the same mentality. It's talking of a new heaven and a new earth. Behold, I'm doing something new for you. You have suffered in half. This one came as a result of your own making. You never listened to the message. But because I'm so faithful, I want to restore you back to your country. And we see now, chapter 56 to 66, where we have our theme in chapter 60. The Lord is now speaking to them. Enough is enough. And remember, they stayed in captivity for 70 years. When they left their country, they didn't know how long it was going to take them. Neither did they know their future. But God was so faithful. After 70 years, the Lord God wanted to restore them back. And that's why they are being told, because you have been so much used to the life in Babylon, this is the only life that you know for 70 years. The Lord is giving now the command. It is high time you arise and shine and go back to your country. Remember, there comes a time, the way we human beings, we are wired. If you have been going through a certain ordeal or a certain issue that is not palatable, many a times we get used to that like there is no any other hope. But the Lord here is speaking authoritatively through Isaiah. It is high time you arise and shine. Our theme chapter begins with a defined command. The first two words, arise and shine, was given to them. It was not given as a suggestion. It was not given as a proposal or a kind of discussion, can we resonate together, or like an opinion. The message was so clear. Enough is enough. 70 years is over. I want to restore you back where you belong. Arise and shine. It is a command given by Isaiah, light away from God. Brothers and sisters, call upon yourself a meeting. What have we gone through that we feel like there is no turnaround? This theme, arise and shine, is a kind of turnaround. Enough is enough. You have been in this country for 70 years. I want you to arise and go and shine where you are supposed to shine. The Lord is looking at us, at our personal level, at our family level, at our workplace, in our politics, in our faith, and the Lord is missing something. There is a rink. There is some disconnect. And because these people, initially they never listened to the voice of the Almighty, the Lord God is now calling upon them. The previous chapter, before you come to chapter 60, the previous chapter described Israel, the way they used to live, walking in darkness, having no eyes, and even they were considered to be like dead people. Chapter 59. And that's why the Lord looked at them and their affairs, and the Lord God is coming, not like a suggestion, not like a proposal, but the Lord is giving a defined command. Let us look at our affairs, starting with our politics. Are we shining when we are engaging ourselves in issues that have no value addition? Look at yourself as a young person, as a family person. Which areas are you not shining? and the Lord is calling upon you. When a command comes from God, remember it is perfect. Psalms 19 verse 7. Any command coming from the seat of the throne is perfect and you cannot question. The Lord is calling upon us. We are being given a command. Which are the many areas that has remained to be troubleshooters within your revels? And the Lord is calling upon you. Whatever the word of God say is settled even in heaven. Even in the book of Isaiah, there is no word that will come from God's mouth that will go narrow and void. The Lord is speaking to us. It's not a matter of looking at another person. Though we are many, we are corporate here. The message for this year is more personal, more individual, that the Lord is calling upon us. What are you going through? Have you been so much used to the challenges like there's no other alternative? When one door closes, the Lord is ready to open another door. He is calling upon us. 70 years is over. Arise and shine. You are where you do not belong. You don't belong to Babylon, to captivity. I know where you belong. Am I talking to somebody? The Lord is speaking. Being used, kuzoeana, being used all the time. The Lord is calling upon us. God has spoken his word that you should arise and shine. You need a positive change from your present status. And I'm telling you, the only person who can prevent you to shine, not any other, but itself. Let yourself shine. Nobody who is going to give you the permission to shine. Release yourself. Tell your neighbor, release yourself. You have imprisoned yourself. You are unable to shine because of the issue that you are going through on your own. You have got a meeting to yourself. Like being a bright person in a dark room. What are you going to see? Dark. You don't see anything. The Lord is telling you. Can you let yourself shine? Nobody is preventing you. These people, remember, they have their own fears. Because when they left to Babylon, the land was occupied by other guys. So don't think that they had imaginary fear. The fear was there. But they didn't remember. They are talking of the Almighty God. God who can actually go over through all the obstacles. There are things that are there look like they can be quantified. But remember, you are your God, you are majority. You and your God, you are the majority. The Lord is calling upon us. Arise and shine. Even as I bring this to an end, because we have more time and many speakers will come here and help us to know what the Lord is talking about. When God declares, arise and shine, it means you have what it takes. There's no way the Lord can tell you, arise and shine, and you do not have what it takes. You are fully equipped. You are fully loaded. And the Lord wants to do a turnaround. His glory, right, and power to shine has already been prepared for you. Remember, God is not preparing blessing for you. He is preparing you for the blessing because the blessing is already there. Arise and shine. Can you whisper to your neighbor, arise and shine? Whisper. Don't shout. Whisper, arise and shine. There are areas that we are not shining. The way you talk, are you shining in this? The way you respond. You know, anybody can tell you anything under the heaven, under the earth. Anybody can tell you anything and call you anything. And you have no control. But you have control on your side how to respond. Are you shining? Au nasema kama watu wa mpira. Mahala mpira umetokea, turudishie pale pale tu. Are you shining in your response? Even though you want to express your anger, do you express in a manner that you are shining? If you want to cry, are you crying professionally or you are crying anyhow? Whatever you do, the Lord wants us to shine. Because people will step on you or say anything, but how do you shine to that person? And finally, my final statement. Remember, we are all like a city built on a hill. And nobody who lit the fire or the ramp and covered it with a debe. The Lord is looking at us. How are we responding? Do you shine in your many areas within this week? You have gone through some ordeal of a kind. Do you remember what you went through on Wednesday? How did you respond? Are you shining? Wherever you are. Even in matato. Are you shining in the matato? The way you talk. Even in that cafeteria. The way you eat. Your appetite. Are you shining in your appetite? You know, there are many areas that you need to resonate yourself. Because the Lord is looking at us. And this theme, we can demystify it to many areas. There are many areas the Lord wants us to shine. And remember, it's a command. Brother, you could not have said so. You could have kept quiet. Are we shining in our response? Even in our complaint, the way you complain. You know, sometimes you feel you are justified to complain. And some people, they are perfected in the art of complaining. They have all the manner of the vocabulary. They complain. Even as you complain, are you shining in the Lord? Or is the slide of the tongue? Ni ulimi ulifanya nini? Uliteremuka. Kuteremuka, hiyo Kiswahili. Are we shining for the Lord? As we go through the week, as we go through the year, Apollo and the many speakers who stand here, may the Lord help us to know which areas that we need to shine. Even when you go to sleep, shine for the Lord. Because the agenda, you know, to sleep, when you go to the bed, the agenda is to do what? Is to sleep. And even though you dream the dreams that you can even share. Because some dreams are very embarrassing. There are some dreams that are very embarrassing. Atakamani kuota utaota. Shine for the Lord all the time. May the Lord God minister to us. And we are receptive. And ready to listen to the voice of the Almighty. It's a command. It's not a proposal. It's not an opinion. It's not a suggestion. The Lord God authoritatively is saying, tell your neighbor, arise and shine. And you know there is a rider. Arise and shine for your right. That is the rider. Arise and shine. Dear mighty God, continue to minister to us. Continue to make it clear what you have in a nutshell for us the year 2020. A year that we believe you speak to us using very different people to make this theme clear to us. Help us to adhere to your command, for we cannot make it on our own. Hear our prayer, for this we pray in Jesus' name.